welcome to the show where we watch bad movies and happy motherfucking Halloween. Welcome to Cinecrap here on TBK Magazine and wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Richard, and joining me to watch this monstrosity of pissing off the conservative Facebook moms, it's my wife, Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, and grandmas. Don't forget grandmas.
Well, it's the people who believe everything they read off a meme on the Facebooks. So, do I need to tell that story before we get into this?
You can. I mean, we're killing family tradition here, so.
Family tradition.
No.
So about what, a week and a half ago, this news story came out. It went national that the Peanuts cartoon, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, and all subsequent Peanuts cartoons after, I Got a Tree Rammed Up My Ass, Charlie Brown, whatever the other ones are called.
There's a Valentine's one and maybe an Easter one.
There's a New Year's one, and there is
really?
There's quite a few.
There's a bunch of Peanuts cartoons, and I don't particularly care.
And none of them are good.
They're
Shoot
mediocre.
Me.
They're mediocre.
They're all bad.
They're kind of funny when you're little.
So guess what we're going to be doing all throughout the holidays for Cinecraps. Yeah, that's right. These are bonus Cinecrap episodes because, one, we've let you down this 2016. I feel like that's true.
Yeah.
Two, we have stuff planned out. We are doing this episode today. We have another Halloween episode tomorrow because this was really short and a lot has been going on. And if many of you know, 2020 has been the weirdest 30 years of our lives.
Yep.
So that's where we are. But this story came out about Apple buying the rights to show the Peanuts cartoons.
Which they did in 2018?
Yeah, they did at the end of 2018.
This is not new.
And this is the first time in 30 some years it hasn't been on broadcast television and moms everywhere. Well, I shouldn't say moms everywhere, but those people in your local news media, local news sites,
yep,
Facebook page is really pissed. And that's when I went, you know what we're going to do? We're going to be assholes and we're going to watch this on Cinecrap.
On our Apple account.
On our Apple motherfucking Plus account, which is $4.99 a month. And if you're bitching and moaning, this is not sponsored, but if you're bitching and moaning that you can't see this cartoon, it's $4.99. And right now Apple's showing it for free.
They are showing it for free currently.
This entire weekend.
Yeah. Just this cartoon, and just for today, you can watch it.
All weekend, actually.
Well, for that's yeah. Two whole days. For these 2 days, you can watch it. It's The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, just by itself.
Yeah, and I think it's even on YouTube. I think someone uploaded it to YouTube, or you can buy it on DVD. If you can't find this, and you've never seen this, by chances are, by now, you aren't watching this.
It's 25 minutes long, and it's not that great.
And on television, I think it's 40.
At least. I think it takes an hour-long slot, which shows you how much time is actually devoted to ads. Because before we loaded this to start to watch it, I legitimately thought this was a 40-minute long
thing. Yeah, so did I. I thought that was, too. I thought the Christmas one was. I guess they're all 25 minutes.
Because, you assume, okay, well, this takes an hour-long time slot at TV, so that means it's 40 minutes of content and 20 minutes of commercials.
It's like the Grinch cartoon, which is also shown in 30 minutes, but 20 minutes long, and I thought it was longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So.
25 minutes long.
So go to Apple TV, fire up The Great Pumpkin, or on your DVD, whatever you're watching this on, fire up The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. We'll give you a minute. We will talk about what's coming up. Month of November, we're looking at doing, we keep talking. Okay, so here is the plan. We are officially back now on Cinecrap. I don't know who's going to be doing the episodes with me because of Ronus. Everyone's life has gotten really, really crazy.
Yeah, no joke.
So it might just be Ashley and I until the end of the year on every episode of Cinecrap.
At this point, it might be till the end of time.
Yeah, till the end of time.
I mean, I guess that's part of the marriage vows.
Yeah, no, that is true. Suck on it. Yeah.
Meh.
Till death do us part, and that death is going to be bad movies.
I would believe that.
So we have some requests for movies, and we kept promising Space Jam. We're going to do that in November. All right. We have some other requests for movies in the family genre. You guys have asked for things. I think in November, we have to do a viewer's choice thing. All month long, you decide what we do. And I feel the first one has to be a Disney Channel original movie. Oh, no. I don't know what it's going to be. There's quite a few in our inbox, but there are a lot of Disney Channel originals. One of the ones that I've seen the most is Xenon Girl of the 21st Century.
I love that movie.
But it's so bad now, so I am...
I love that movie.
I'm here for these. You gotta admit, though, sitting down and watching a Disney Channel original movie is, like, the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me happy.
So we're gonna be watching Disney Channel original movies throughout the month of November. Holy hell. And then, of course, December is Christmas. And as of right now, I know we're doing the one special that everyone loves of Charlie Brown.
Yes.
There are two Christmas Charlie, there are two Peanuts Christmas episodes. Don't know if anyone knows that.
I don't know if I know that.
Yeah, there's the one with the really weird tree, and then there's a second one.
Hmm.
The second one gets no love.
Well, but it doesn't have a cute tree.
So the second one, huh?
It doesn't have a cute tree.
The second one never gets played, but it's always in the DVD set, the cheap DVD sets when you buy all the Christmas specials.
Yeah.
They always throw in a Peanuts special. It's never the one with the tree. It's always the second one.
What is the second
one? I don't know. It's not as good. It's that should tell you everything. It definitely does not hold up. Someone said a year without Santa may not be a bad idea this year with the heat miser and the cold miser.
I have wanted to do that.
So that's a possibility.
I've wanted to do that one because I for real love that. I'm not even going to lie to you. So we're gonna, I love the heat miser and cold miser songs.
So last year we did all the Star Wars movies and I think that killed me from doing this show for the entire fucking year of 2016. And then the next thing we
2020.
Watched. Good God. The entire year.
I thought you said 2016 earlier, too, but I...
Do you know how long I've been waiting to vote? 4 fucking years. Do you...
True
get
statement.
Out and vote. What was I saying? One of the things that killed me in 2019 was doing all the Star Wars movies. I never want to do them again in order like that. I'm glad we're done. We still have to do the ninth one. We will do the ninth one. But my God, I never want to see those again. So by now, you should have a great pumpkin queued up. You now know it's coming for Cinecrap. We're going to have a few more episodes to kill time on, so you don't have to watch the bullshit that we're going to be watching. Are you ready?
Yeah. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
You need to be hitting play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Here we go. Big red sun. Fall leaves.
Who the fuck allows their, like, 8-year-old kid to carry around a blanket constantly? Because aren't the Peanuts, like, 8?
I want to say yes.
Also, where the fuck are their parents?
In the houses, apparently.
But, Dad, but they just walk around all the time.
Well, this is, like, old school.
Does this mean if someone dies, they come back because it's a blood moon?
I think it's the sun.
Blood moon.
I think it's the sun.
And they're living in the Zelda world. That's a fortified pumpkin.
You have played too much Zelda.
Yeah, and I'm playing Pokemon.
How is he picking up a pumpkin that's bigger than him?
Steroids.
Where did the blanket go?
Oh, God, did he just leave his blanket in the middle of the pumpkin patch? Does he go back and get...
Where does he think he's going?
It's like a dog trying to get a stick through.
What? Oh, there he goes.
He still doesn't have the blanket. Does he realize this?
Is it in his pocket? Is it in the pumpkin?
I have another question about... all the boys and Peanuts.
Yeah.
Do they have the same disease as Caillou?
Because they all have really bad hair?
Yes. Like the girl's hair, great. Everything.
The guy's hair is very, very thin.
Yeah, no. They all look like Caillou.
Or is everybody just balding at an early age?
It's in the water.
Okay, no, ma'am. We are not going to carve a pumpkin on some pieces of construction paper in the middle of the living room carpet.
Where are their parents at? She has a knife.
Oh, you let every 8-year-old use a knife like that, right?
Yeah, right. Right, right. That's how we get Michael Myers.
And she's throwing it on the floor.
Still never picked up his fucking blanket.
He's going to just magically show up
with it.
And
here we have the entire Republican Party. Ooh.
Being spooked by jack-o'-lanterns?
Yeah. Those are the Democrats, Ashley.
Black cats.
Oh, my. I don't even know. I've
Witches on brooms.
What is
back in the pumpkin
patch. What
the hell
is this even about? I've watched it.
It's the Great Pumpkin.
What the fuck is... The Great Pumpkin's like some mystical creature, right?
Yes.
That comes... Yeah. It's like Santa.
Yeah.
Okay. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Three.
One, a two, a diabetes.
Exactly. It's Snoopy. Arguably one of the best parts about the Peanuts cartoons.
The only good part about the Peanuts cartoons is Snoopy and Woodstock.
Yeah.
Like, look at Charlie Brown's hair. He just has a front
That's
curl.
Actually old man hair. No, look, he's got some little twigs of hair on the back there.
Who has hair like that? Just shave yourself bald.
It's inappropriate for an 8-year-old to be bald, right?
Oh, no!
Do
you know what happens when you jump in with candy?
That?
Leaves will stick to it.
And your face, because your face is covered in candy because you're a messy-ass 8-year-old.
I do have a question. I don't know if he's in this. I don't remember. Oh, it's not a Peanuts cartoon unless Charlie Brown tries to kick the football.
Charlie always has to kick the football.
Did Charlie ever kick it? Did they ever allow that to happen?
I don't honestly know.
They should have, right? Like, that should have been how the
Does
show...
Does he have an old man belly punch?
Yes! The Peanuts are like 80 years old. They're not kids. They're the adults.
Are they actually... like old people in disguise.
Old people in disguise. Transformers. What if they're all elder? What if they're all adults? And this is just some weird ass like alternate dimension where kids just are born old.
Is this all a Benjamin Button thing?
Yeah, it's all Benjamin Button thing.
Is that why they're all bald? And then they'll eventually get hair?
So they progress. Like this is the 70s and then like the show that they did in the 90s was Rugrats.
Lord.
That never gets old. I'm okay with this.
Goodness.
I have a question to ask, and it has been on my mind for years, and it's about the Peanuts. What do you think Pigpen smells like?
I mean, it just looks... He just looks dirty, like just dirt.
Yes, but it's like a... There's like a dirt cloud.
But if it's just dirt, dirt by itself doesn't really smell bad.
But do you know if it's dirt? Like, do we know that Pigpen is all just dirt? Because he probably doesn't wash his clothes either. What the fuck does Pigpen smell like?
Does he smell like just like a disgusting human?
And kids, if you really want to know, go get a bag of Fritos from your local grocery store. Pop that bag open and just stick your face right inside of that bag of Fritos. Because that is the worst smell a human can have, is this corn chips.
Corn chip smell.
If you smell like corn chips, take a goddamn shower in bleach. Like, fuck.
We do not condone bleaching yourself.
No, we... Oh, jeez.
See, here's Linus writing a letter to the Great Pumpkin.
Which he left his blanket in the middle of a pumpkin patch. And that kid is probably crying himself to sleep on Halloween night, wondering where his blankie is.
Has he even noticed?
No.
He's writing a letter to a pumpkin. And all of the kids are angry at him for it.
No, one kid is angry at him for it.
Charlie Brown made fun of him for it. The dog made fun of him for it. And his sister's
angry.
Charlie
Brown has no reason to make fun of anybody.
But Charlie Brown made fun of him for writing a letter to the pumpkin. And Snoopy made fun of him for writing a letter to the pumpkin.
You know, we talk about Charlie Brown being the main character in all of these, but I really think the more I think about it, it's Linus. Good fashion accessorizing. But I really think it's Linus. Because Linus is the main in the Christmas one with the small tree as well. Yeah. Linus is the main character. Oh, I can't think of her name. Sally?
I think so.
I don't...
That looks like he's been colored in with crayon.
Well, it is crayon. That's 100% every person I drew in elementary school. Like, you should have seen the way I colored. It looked like that. It was just scribble,
I would
scribble,
believe
scribble.
That.
I still color that way now.
That's why I believe that. That is exactly how you still do everything. That's squiggle. How everything still looks.
Squiggles, squiggles, squiggles.
And now good Charlie Brown's mad because he's trying to make
good Lord
the little girl believe in the Great Pumpkin. Why is she on the TV guide?
That's meta. That's so meta.
Like, it was her photo.
He got his blanket back. When did he get the blanket back? What if he just has, like, a stockpile of blankets in a closet? Just, that's it. And this is how you vote this year.
That.
That's every voting TikTok.
It's very impressive.
That's every voting TikTok ever. Seriously, go to TikTok. It's great.
I would love to figure out how to do that. I'm going to need you to figure out how to do that dance.
No.
Yes, please. I need you to figure that out before tonight.
Yeah,
I expect you to do that dance for me after we record.
I may not be able to get that one down, but I will try.
I need you to. I need you to figure out how to do that dance.
I'm still trying to figure out Charlie Brown's hair. Like, this is a lifestyle choice, right?
I mean, I don't know. How quickly was he able to get a sign together?
I'm telling you, Linus is on top of shit. Also, who just has, like, this is like in a town, this has to be a small town, right?
I mean,
Sally getting prepared for her KKK rally.
Oh, she just got scared by her own costume that she just made.
Oh my God, this is god awful. My God. Oh, look, it's Betsy DeVos.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get shot after this one.
Have you ever made a ghost costume by cutting out holes in a sheet?
No.
Do you know of anybody that's actually made a ghost costume by cutting out holes in a sheet?
No. Devin Sawa and Casper? No.
Did he cut 4 holes in his sheet?
That's some shit, man. That's some grinder shit.
Like, I know we can't because we're doing this to record, but, like, I want to say rewind and look at it. It looked like he had 4 holes in his sheet there for a second.
Probably does. So we have 3 ghosts and 1 witch. Oh, my God.
She's stuck. She is stuck. Oh, no. He has a bunch of holes.
Oh, my God. Everyone is the same costume. Except for Daniel Boone's ghost or Davy Crockett's ghost.
And this polka dot monstrosity.
Pigpen just, I don't know if that's dirt or just like, here's my smell. Pigpen, Pigpen looks like his grandparents have been sleeping in a bed and he just got the golden ticket for the first time. I mean, fuck.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Jeez.
I don't know what to do with this.
Oh.
Snoopy looks very full of himself.
Snoopy's walking like a Nazi.
Is Charlie Brown now magically in a fixed costume or is somebody else wearing a yellow shirt? Does somebody else wear a yellow shirt?
Yeah, I don't know. Peppermint, Marcy, I think, wears a yellow shirt. But I don't know if that was Marcy and Peppermint Patty. I really think these are just elderly adults.
I mean, it would make more sense with how they look and kind of how they behave.
Or like this is someone's like fever dream.
I would believe that this is somebody's fever dream.
Like Charles M. Schultz got high. And just was like, you know, be funny. As if I made kids and like old people.
But you know what? He made a ton of money doing it.
He did.
He made all of the money.
Yeah, these are probably what some of the most iconic characters ever to come from newspaper art.
Mm-hmm. Possibly the most.
That or Garfield. It's one of the two. I mean,
like globally, I think that's probably more recognized than Garfield.
That's actually a really good question. I want to know what is more globally recognized. Is it Garfield or is it Peanuts? Which I would love to go to the Garfield Museum.
I did not know there was a Garfield Museum.
Yeah, it's in somewhere in Indiana.
You need to take my grandmother to the Garfield Museum.
I know.
She's obsessed.
Yeah, there. I saw it on a spoof of Lazy Sunday. Lazy Sunday. It was Muncie. It was Muncie, Indiana.
How far away is Muncie, Indiana?
Yeah, I don't know. Far enough that I don't want to do it right now for a while. So.
I mean, it's Rona. We can't do anything. This is pre or post Rona planning.
This is post Rona planning.
This is post Rona planning. You know when we can do fun stuff again?
I miss fun stuff.
I don't know that fun stuff consists of going to a Garfield museum, but hey, it's a thing.
So now just these two are sitting outside waiting for the great pumpkin to show up masked and magically just appear out of thin air. Pumpkin time.
Yeah. Although, even if you believe in the great pumpkin, shouldn't it follow the same principle as Santa?
Yeah.
Where you can't wait for it? My stupid brother couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin.
You want to know how you get dots, kids? That's how you get dots. The worst.
Why did Charlie Brown get a rock? Did you see that, everybody else? He got a rock.
How bad is Charlie Brown? Like, seriously, what did Charlie Brown's
candy,
family...
Candy. Rock.
Okay, that's funny. What did Charlie Brown's family do to this community? God dang it.
I don't remember that.
What did he do? Like, did Charlie Brown murder a gaggle of puppies? God dang it. Seriously, what did Charlie Brown's family or him do to this community?
Is he just that terrible of a person?
Is Charlie Brown really shitty? Like, is Charlie Brown... hold on, I'm going to look this up.
Do we just not know? And is Charlie Brown really a terrible person? Because why would you give a bunch of kids a bunch of candy and give this one kid a rock?
And how do you know it's Charlie Brown?
Or is it just because he's got that bad of a costume? Do you just give the kids with bad costumes bad treats? Or do you just randomly pick treat, trick? Is that what it is? And he just happens to be in the trick every time?
He's always every... Is Charlie Brown's mom Dee Dee Blanchard?
What?
There's oh my God.
Oh God. Rude. Rude.
This is what happens when I'm not around people. I don't know how interacting anymore.
You are an impersonation of an SNL skit.
I am.
Now we got a Technicolor Snoopy here trying to be a fighter pilot.
This would be great in 3D.
Oh, it would not.
By the way, who's shooting at Snoopy?
Woodstock?
This is my question. Who's shooting at Snoopy?
It's in his head?
Yeah, let's think. It's probably Garfield Noddy. Like, let's take out the other animals so we can have top billing again.
I'd believe it. Would you watch this without Snoopy?
No.
There you go.
Do I want to watch an asshole kid who gets rocks the entire movie complain? No.
No.
If I wanted to do that, I'd watch White House press secretary events. My God.
Lord.
Oh, for anybody who does not know, I've been covering the election a lot, so there's a lot of political jokes in this, and I am sorry.
Oh, no. Is Duck House on fire because it was shot down?
Snoopy did not hit the eject button. What is he doing? Okay, if our dog acted like this, I don't know what I would do. So now the moon's orange?
Apparently. Is this where they got the inspiration for Perry the Platypus?
Perry.
Real talk.
Maybe. Charlie Brown, or Snoopy's actually a princess. Trying to see if he can find a pea at the bottom of the haystack.
Yes. Halloween party. Maybe Charlie Brown can get something that's not a rock.
How do you go from like 20 different houses and this old kid only gets rocks? Like, Charlie Brown murdered someone, right?
Or his family did.
Or, like, he created a GoFundMe to lie about a disease. Like, it's something. Like, Charlie Brown has done something terrible.
And the entire town knows about it.
Because, like, Lucy giving him shit. Oh, it's just kids. But the entire town giving him shit?
Like, apparently he deserves some shit. Reputation.
Reputation. That is I think that's also an album of Taylor Swift's, but I'm not 100% sure.
Not 100% sure. It's just in like 6-foot letters on your wall. What? What is he modeling? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are we going to make Charlie Brown? Are they going to turn him into a pumpkin? He's the great pumpkin.
He's the great pumpkin.
Wow. You've got a round head, kid. I mean, Charlie Brown's head is perfectly round.
And bald.
He's rounding the corner. Oh, my God. Snoopy's in France, apparently. I don't know what the hell's up with this.
He's a World War I fighter plane going through the French countryside.
Do we know what city the Peanuts actually live in?
I don't know that we do. Are they French?
Look this up.
They're surely not, right?
That would explain the weird hair. Sorry. Very sure our fans
does that explain why he's given rocks on Halloween?
Oh, my God.
Does anything explain that?
Apparently, they live in Minnesota.
This Christmas party's in the top of an abandoned farmhouse? Or is Snoopy just having that good of an imagination?
Snoopy's having the illicit drug dreams. Snoopy did some meth. Oh, Shredder does exist in this.
Apparently. Here we go.
What is this?
That almost sounded like Christmas music for a second.
These... Outside what? Like four characters? It just doesn't matter?
Pretty much.
Like, and Snoopy has to be the main... Like, if you were to... is that it? Is this the whole special?
I don't think so.
Is Linus still in the fucking pumpkin patch?
Yeah, they're waiting for the Great Pumpkin. That's what you do, is you wait for the Great Pumpkin on Halloween. You can't go have fun with other people.
Apparently not. You have to sit. Like, we're doing things wrong tonight. I feel like we need to go to lay in a pumpkin patch and see what happens.
I mean, we can go to a pumpkin patch, but it's like an hour and a half away, and it's going to be full of people.
No, I mean, like, find an abandoned, like, just a pumpkin patch where people actually just grow pumpkins for pumpkins. And just lay in that.
I don't think there is one. All of the pumpkin patches also have attractions attached to them in this
area.
So,
like, if you have pumpkins, like, if you grow pumpkins, is that the only way the Great Pumpkin comes visit you? Like, do you have to be good all year? Like, how does that work? Like, since it's Halloween, do you have to be bad all year? Like, is that the counterbalance of Santa?
I have absolutely no idea, because, you know, Linus wrote a very nice letter to the Great Pumpkin and talked about being good all year.
Hell, end with the music scene already. This is too damn long.
Snoopy's already been in tears twice.
What the hell?
Oh, Snoopy's in the pumpkin patch.
I'm with you. Linus's head is so misshaped.
That means his parents didn't love him enough.
Like, he's flat-headed and round at the same time. His hair is just odd.
That means his parents didn't love him enough. They didn't reshape his head after he was born. That's a lie. But...
It's just Snoopy. How does he not know it's not... Apparently Linus is also legally blind. He's the type of person you drop off three laptops to going across country.
Boom.
Oh my God.
I could have been out for tricks or treats.
Rocks. She's Charlie Brown's sister. Would she get rocks?
I don't know. What if they just hate him?
Charlie Brown murdered someone. Charlie Brown's either murdered someone or he's a white supremacist. I don't feel like there's an in-between there. Like, Charlie Brown's done something god-awful. Like he's shit in church. Like, just pull down his pants and just drop the load right in the front of the pew. Like, we're done. Poof.
Linus has a fat belly, too.
What happens when you drink beer at 8 years
old? None of the girls do. Linus and Charlie Brown both have a beer belly.
Do all the boys have beer bellies?
I don't know.
Are they beer bellies or pot bellies because they are young and they drink a lot of sodas? Tricks or treats? Oh my god.
Nobody else cares.
No one cares. Linus, you're out there by yourself, kid. Yeah, no, you are like, what, a half a block away from your house? Maybe even like 10 steps away from your back door?
Poor little Linus.
In hell. What?
4 a.m.
Who has their alarm set for 4 a.m.?
It's not an alarm. It's just like a clock. Some clocks toll every hour.
Yeah, but don't. It's a... No, that's an alarm.
Maybe she wanted to make sure her dumb brother was back. Kick him.
I mean, at least he had a blanket in the pumpkin patch the whole time, so I guess it works itself out.
I mean, he could have at least dressed warmer.
Have you not noticed anything in holiday specials where the kids never wear normal clothes?
She wore normal clothes.
Yeah, barely.
She put on a coat and a scarf and a hat.
A raincoat at that.
Can't prove it was a raincoat.
Charlie Brown and his four hairs. By the way, his squiggly lines look like a pair of boobs.
Kind of.
Like, now I can't not see it. Like, the little lines are his, like, nipples, and it's just nipple tassels. And if Charlie Brown shook his hair in, it would just flail. Oh, God. I was going to say, does Linus not have teeth? All right, well, that was,
So he still has not found the great pumpkin.
No.
Because there's not a great pumpkin to find.
No, but they all believe in Santa. The fuck. Well, there's 25 minutes of my life I'll never get back. There is something funny in this, though. Charlie Brown getting rocks, and I really need that question answered.
Why did he get rocks?
You know, it was great. We could watch this whenever we want.
All year long.
All year round. Anytime we feel it, we can watch the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. All right, well, that was fun. I don't know what to feel. I feel weird. I feel weird.
You feel nothing.
How
is this a timeless classic that people are upset they can't watch this year? Do people forget between one Halloween to the next how crappy this movie is?
I think it's the idea, really quick before we go, I think it's the idea of these traditional, like, people have these different things they watch every year. Like, for me, I have to watch, like, three certain Christmas movies. You know this.
Yeah.
I've got to watch Christmas Vacation, I've got to watch Christmas Story, and I've got to watch It's a Wonderful Life. I'm probably going to cry at one of those. This year, it might be all three of those. But that's kind of, like, where I feel like this fits in, but this should never be in the same conversation at any of the other ones.
And I mean, to be fair, one of those three I don't like. But I can give it merit as a movie because it's a good movie. I just don't care for it.
I just want you to know, very rarely in the podcasting world you've ever heard a marriage come to an end.
I'll see myself out.
Is it It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Go fuck yourself. I love you.
I love you too. But no, I don't care for that movie. I never have.
You need to watch White Christmas this year because I know you haven't seen that one.
I haven't. But I've never cared for It's a Wonderful Life. But it's still a good movie.
Oh, it's a wonderful
movie. It's just never on my list of things that I want to watch.
No, but if you do, if it is on, you're not mad about it being on.
No, if this is on, I'm mad about it being on. And I'll actively turn the channel from this. I don't ever want to watch the Peanut specials.
No, the Peanut specials are shit. All of them.
Snoopy is fun. The Peanut specials are not.
Charlie Brown getting a rock was pretty funny, though. We did laugh kind of hard.
We laughed really hard at that. But that was like a 2-second bit.
in a 30-minute special that has absolutely no value outside that rock.
That's it. That was the rock.
Get new traditions. That's all I'm saying. Like
it was the rock and maybe the weird sneaky Snoopy.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of amusing.
Tomorrow we will have another episode of Cinecrap that is Halloween themed. I don't know what we're doing yet. It'll be up. It'll be out. Today is Halloween. I know tomorrow's not, but it is the weekend. So all weekend is Halloween nonsense because, well, you know what? This entire month can also be spooky month because in November, 2020 has been scary enough. The entire year has been a giant horror movie.
We might as well have done horror all month or all year long.
All year.
Well, since, you know, at least March.
So we have some stuff planned for the future. We have Disney Channel originals in the month of November. Send in some of the ones that you want to hear us make fun of.
Give us some Christmas ideas, too. We're a little light on Christmas ideas right now.
We could also just throw in a Disney Channel original Christmas movie because you know those exist as well. Yeah.
Oof.
Isn't there one where like the entire family lives in a snow globe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can find that one, though.
It's on D+ already. Damn it. Yeah. That'll be our next episode. I hope you enjoy this little 30-minute special of Cinecrap. This makes me feel like the Wiggles episode all over again.
This is not as good as the Wiggles episode.
No, the Wiggles episode for Christmas was 10 times better.
At least that was kind of enjoyable.
And I enjoyed Emma Wiggles adorable.
Emma Wiggles now a mom.
Yeah, Emma Wiggles got two kids. Emma Wiggle is like 30.
She just had twin babies. They're adorable.
That's the baffling thing to me is like Emma Wiggle is 30. So that's going to wrap up this edition of Cinecrap. We will see you on the next episode of Cinecrap. This special sucks.
Yup.
And until next time, get some popcorn ready and let's all go to the movies. We will see you on the next episode of Cinecrap.